Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Hey, you want that to go?
Good morning, everyone. So, you ever order takeout, Miles O'Brien?
Yeah,
we got some takeouts
on New York. Of course, order takeout.
Todd Zwillick, you want to meet him? He's our Takeaway Washington correspondent. Todd, meet Miles. Miles, meet Todd.
Hey, Todd.
I've met Miles before.
How are you?
Hey, Miles.
Todd has some breaking news, I believe.
Yeah, John. Of course, the president had his ninth war council last night on the war effort in Afghanistan and, to an increasing extent, Pakistan. We're hearing reports this morning now that that announcement from the president on potential increased troop levels and on a strategy in Afghanistan is supposed to come on Tuesday, so a week from today. Nobody really expected that announcement to come while the Indian prime minister was in town, as he is today, and certainly not before Thanksgiving, so we're looking at Tuesday.
Well, there are issues to discuss with the Indian prime minister because this is a regional issue. It's not simply about Afghanistan. But any indication how this announcement will be made? It's probably not going to be a line, sort of tossed onto some sort of computer printout somewhere, right?
No, White House officials have already said that they want the president to be able to make this clear to the American public, since there's been so much attention, so much anticipation, charges, of course, of dithering from the Republican side and former Vice President Dick Cheney. So they're already reportedly working on a major speech. I don't know the venue or the format, but I think we can see the president make one of his sort of hallmark, perhaps primetime speeches to try to get the public on board with where he wants to go with Afghanistan, and he has to get Congress on board as well.
And very quickly, he's got a list of face-to-faces he has to complete before he can make any announcement, right? Who are the big names?
Speaker, well, Defense Secretary Gates is coming up today, but Speaker of the House is coming up today as well. You have to think that Afghanistan is going to be on the agenda, and there's a reason for it. There are a growing number of powerful congressmen on the left, notably the Appropriations Chairman, David Obie, who say they don't want to fund this war. And if they're going to be asked to fund the war, they've gone as far as to say we should have a war surtax so that people know the cost. That's not going to pass, but there's a lot of angst about how to fund this war, whether to have a troop increase.
Regional issue and a congressional political issue. Todd Zwillick, thanks so much. So moving now to Louise Story, finance reporter for our partners, the New York Times. Louise, Miles O'Brien. Miles,
hi there.
Meet Louise.
Good to see you, Louise.
Miles, have you ever had a balloon payment you had to deal with in the mortgage or something?
Yeah, and it gets your attention, doesn't it?
Well, the federal government apparently has something like a balloon payment coming up in its more than $12 trillion aggregate debt. Explain.
Should we pony up here? Should we all chip in?
Well, you're going to have to. So if the debt stays like it is, you know, we added $2 trillion of debt in the last year. And what we're looking at is by 2019 having $700 billion in interest payments just on this debt. So that's $500 billion more than we're paying per year in interest right now. And to put that $500 billion figure into context for you, that is higher than the entire budget for the Education Department, the Energy Department, Homeland Security, and for the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
And these will be yearly payments that we have to make. And I'm just looking at the New York Times
calculation. Not to reduce the debt.
Right.
Just to pay the interest on the debt.
That's like, you just keep it's the minimum payment. It's the minimum credit card payment.
It's the interest only, like on your mortgage. Right.
And are there any late fees if we don't pay on time?
There would certainly be problems.
Well, it would rock the entire financial system, right?
It would rock the financial system because, you know, the U.S. government debt is supposed to be the safest. That's why in the last year we've actually seen our interest cost go down. We were paying less than a percentage point on average for our debt because investors, when they were worried during the financial crisis, came into treasuries, came into the dollar. The problem is now that we're getting a bit of a recovery, they're going into other assets and we won't benefit necessarily from such low interest rates on our debt in the future.
So interest rates will balloon, and that's why the yearly interest maintenance payment has gone from $200 billion to $500 billion, and you say by 2019
it'll be $700 billion, $500 billion more than where
Louise
we are.
Louise Story, thanks so
nice,
much.
Nice gift for our kids, isn't it?
And our final takeout comes from the mighty Quinn. Mark Quinn, host of The Big Picture on SCE Television in Columbia, South Carolina, where it looks like your governor, Mark Quinn, is going to finally face the music. Mark Sanford, what's the story?
Well,
you know, he's got 37 ethics counts against him. That's the most that any governor's faced in more than a quarter century, John. Some of these, you know, range from very small in nature to pretty big. I think maybe the biggest one, he was on a trade mission down in South America, suddenly left, bought a first-class ticket to go to Argentina to take care of business in his mind, but I don't think it was state business, if you know what I mean.
Well, it was all involved with that mistress, and then it all became very, very public. I guess, you know, Miles and I were talking about this morning. Ethics violations?
Yeah, what about felonious stupidity? Is that a charge?
There's a lot of questions about that. The fact is, I don't know how much stomach there is at this point to say, hey, let's make a serious move to oust the governor. There's a lot of Republicans in charge who are extremely worried about elections next November, that if this stays in the news, that if this drags out until next February, May, or so, somewhere along those lines, and Sanford will draw it out, that it could just hurt the Republican Party tremendously. So I don't know how far this will go besides plenty of fines, lots of condemnations. He's already persona non grata with most people, so it's not as if this is the worst thing that's ever happened to him, if that
right.
makes any sense.
So nailing him for using state money to buy business class tickets or using state aircraft or using campaign funds for personal expenses is not necessarily going to force him to make a deal, right?
Probably not, but it certainly shed some light on what he used to portray himself as, the most frugal man in government, which really hasn't proved to be true. So.
Well, he's certainly high profile. He's got a certain kind of celebrity, Mark Quinn. We're going to talk about the very different kind of celebrity that Sarah Palin and Mike Huckabee have in just a moment. But, Mark, thanks so much for bringing us up to date there.
No, you bet, John. Always a pleasure, buddy.
Mark Quinn, host of The Big Picture on SCE Television, talking about 37 counts of ethics abuse that Governor Mark Sanford of South Carolina is going to be facing. Coming up, what can Sarah Palin...